welcome back to Daily Bites of God's Word. This is Andy Kane, and we are continuing our series on the blog article where I had 15 things just sort of off the top of my head about how you can know that you might be in a dying church if... And we're looking at number 12 today, which said that the percentage of deacons, meaning that if you take the number of deacons divided by the total body of the congregation, whatever your average attendance is or your total, whatever, but that percentage to the total active body is either too high or growing faster than people's faith. And this is a sad place to be. I've experienced this. I was in a place that had maybe 90 in attendance. Roughly, I know in 2008, there were about 180. By the time I got there, it had dwindled to about 116. It was a constant thing. And you usually see once a church has had 4 or 5 years of decline, it's very rare that it gets turned around. It does happen. It can happen, but it's rare. And so we got to a place where we were about 90 in attendance, but we had 21 deacons. And the thing was, the number couldn't be questioned. Trust me, could not be questioned by anybody for any reason. There was no rational thought that was allowed. No critical thinking could be applied. You certainly couldn't apply scripture to it. I mean, that was just basically ignored. But you had essentially a third of your people were active deacons. And this wasn't like 21 that were available in rotation. You had 4 or 5 active. No, 21 active. And so every year you'd have to fill the slot of at least 7 people, you know, coming off, 7 going on. And this was a idol. It was something that was worship, something that could not be changed. And this is not the only place where this happened. In fact, I thought for the longest time that I had the most. And I encountered someone that said they had about 80, 90 roughly in attendance, and they had 24, 25. And it had been that way for God knows how long and couldn't be argued with, couldn't be changed, whatever. So this is a problem. And usually, what that number, the number isn't so much in and of itself an indication of this. There are churches where maybe you used to have more in attendance and it meant it was the reason why you had, say, 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever. Now you've gone down, just never really reduced it. Now there's different things that can happen. The issue is that typically speaking, and specifically in this case, it was because the deacon had become a board of authority. Usually when you have, you know, we need more deacons or we need more committees. And you could interchange these terms. You know, we need another board, we need another committee, we need more deacons, or we need this, need that. Or if your default answer is, well, how are we going to decide this? Well, we'll see what the deacons think. I mean, you've got huge issues because you are plainly going against the ordained structure of the church by God. And when you have that many, it becomes obvious that they're there to keep certain people and certain groups happy by having enough to where it becomes almost like a bully pulpit in a sense. And pastors can do this too. I mean, when you look at the IFB, I mean, it was man worship. And what was really dangerous about the IFB is you usually had one pastor made every decision, was completely autocratic, completely, you know, whatever I say goes. I mean, he had deacons that wouldn't even go on vacation without getting Jack House's permission. This was insanity. So this can happen not just within deacons or particular types of church. It can happen in any way. So really what's beneath all this is any group, whether it's deacons, committees, whatever, that gains a level of power to where it usurps God-ordained roles, you've got a problem. And this just happens that, you know, my experience was the percentage of that we had that was active was a third of the active body. And that's insanity. Because of the two offices in Scripture, only one is required. You are required to have biblically qualified men in place to be the elders and pastors of each local body. You're not biblically required to have deacons. You have churches out there that don't have any. Most of the time, it's because the congregation's so small, it's just not warranted. But there are even, you know, fairly small churches, maybe even medium-sized churches that either don't have any or have a very small number. Because usually, if they're fulfilling their proper role, there won't be as many needs for them as you would often think. And if they're not spending all their time basically being a secondary power board to make votes and things like that to control things, then you really have reduced the need for it. And it doesn't mean that you don't need biblically qualified people in your church to assist the elders and to, you know, really take care of the physical needs of the body and things like that. Some churches you have more needs in that area, some you'll have less. The number of deacons that a church has, and this is obviously extreme long story short, extreme long teaching short here, but the number should be dictated by the need, not by, okay, we need this amount of deacons to control the pastor, this amount of deacons to control this. See, with elders, there's no, you required to have at least one, obviously. Keep in mind, though, the commitment is to biblically qualified men. If you have none available to you, you need to find some way to operate until such time that God sends one to you. But that's just the minimum that you would want to have, is at least one. There's no cap on how many you can have. Now, I would argue, you know, if you have a congregation of 50 people and you have like 15 elders running around, you might need to either plant a church somewhere else, or maybe they could be better served somewhere else, or, you know, you don't need too many running around, you know. No, you don't need too many chiefs, you know, in the kitchen, so to speak. But you always want to be on the lookout for biblically qualified men to help oversee the church. But also, you want to be working towards developing new pastors and new elders that are coming up, training them, developing them so they can go out in the world and possibly plant churches or be an elder at another church if they move to a different area of the world or the country or whatever. And so that is a different subject, so to speak. But when it specifically look at, and you know, this isn't about committees. We could handle committees in a different setting, but I just don't think you need any. You can have leadership teams and things like that, but I just don't even like the word committee because of the connotation it carries with it. But that's a story for another day. But deacons, a number that is needed is determined by the need. It's not determined by anything else. And so this is something to really pay attention to. And it doesn't mean you go and scrutinize your church and say, well, we have eight. Do we really need eight? I mean, you don't need to be hyper-focused on it to where the number becomes an idol in the other sense. See, at the church I was at, the 21 was the idol. You had to have 21. We don't want to go the other way with it where the idol becomes, well, we can't have more than this number. You know, like we only have three and, you know, we want to make sure we don't have a big old board of deacons and so we're going to go the other. I like to preach against the extremes. The balance to be found in the middle ground is what Scripture says. Let the number of deacons be dictated by the need. Like, as an example, in Acts 6, I don't believe these were the first deacons officially, but the examples given where they had a certain need, the elders instructed the people to find a certain amount of men because based on the level of need, and then they went about their business. That's the model. So, just a little kind of short look there. And the key to this is, you know, you want to avoid the extremes. If you have one extreme or the other present in your church as it surrounds deacons, or if your deacons are carrying a level of authority that Scripture does not give them, that's where you want to really look at that. So God bless you all. Thank you for joining me on this daily bite of God's Word. God bless.